Thank you, Kevin, and good morning. As Kevin said, I'm J.J. Fleeman, president of Peapod Digital Labs, and I'm thrilled to be with you this morning. Today, I would like to share with you more detail on ADUSA's digital and e-commerce business and the key next steps we're taking to ensure we are here for our customer. In addition to that, I'm equally excited to talk to you about the new omni-channel strategy that we're going to launch on the East Coast of the United States. And we're very, very excited to ignite sales with existing and new customers as we move into the future. But first, at ADUSA, we have a very strong digital and e-commerce presence already. We have almost 30 years of experience in selling groceries and fresh food online. You've heard this many times this morning. Today, we have approximately $1 billion annualized online food business, and we're on pace to fulfill about 6 million online grocery orders just this year. As you may know, this is done primarily through our own house, Peapod brand, that we love and I hope that you love. And it consists of 26 e-commerce fulfillment centers here in the U.S. and 1,600 drivers that work hard each and every day to provide each of our customers white glove service. We love serving the customers, we love going to their homes, we love providing that value whenever she needs us. In addition to that, our brands connect with customers in personalized ways through all digital channels. This year alone, the brands will send customers billions of personalized offers which deliver value on the products that they love. And as you've heard already this morning, we've had a great deal of success in both digital and e-commerce. However, we know that Liz, our customer, is changing, and she's looking for more access to fresh food, affordable prices, and higher quality each and every day. We believe that she craves omnichannel. We will leverage the experience and our proprietary assets both in Europe and in U.S. as we innovate to deliver on the future and develop on more customized solutions for these ever-changing customer needs. If we look now at our current digital ecosystem, this is a view of both online and in-store. You can see that we already have strong digital engagement here in the U.S., much like what Walter shared about Europe. Today, 77% of our sales are from customers who engage with us digitally, online, and in store. They have clipped over 600 million digital coupons, and they've downloaded our apps over 3.2 million times. As you've heard a couple of different times this morning, we're also piloting ScanIt, is one other example. And ScanIt is a mobile pay, frictionless payment technology that we're leveraging here in the U.S. markets so that we can quickly allow them to check out. And obviously, as Walter shared this morning, we too are excited about our results and look forward to kind of competing with him to see what types of learnings and synergies that we can get, but also really, really growing our penetration here. Finally, because we know our customers, we're able to use advanced analytics and data science to make more meaningful recommendations to our customers. Being able to locate her and to focus with her and help her and her families each and every day is what she's looking for us to do, and we have the capabilities to do just that. On the next page, you can see that we've been hard at work in 2018, and we've made a lot of progress. As Kevin mentioned, with the creation of ADUSA, we are committed to innovation, leveraging our scale, and providing expertise to enable all of the brands here in the U.S. to propel their digital and e-commerce business moving forward. As such, we've redefined a differentiated customer value proposition in 2018, and we are actively addressing critical areas as we unveil new initiatives in 2019. You can see many of those highlighted here on the screen. Single sign-on, integrated loyalty experience, putting our plans in place to launch click and collect across the U.S., just to name a few. Next year, we will launch an integrated set of omnichannel capabilities, technology platforms, and new customer value propositions that will enable the brands to achieve significant growth. As Kevin mentioned, we already have many pilots that we've launched in the U.S. markets this year to build on those learnings so that as we move into 2019, we take full advantage of the learnings and the execution that we've seen here thus far in the U.S., therefore making our plans better. With this work well underway, we are entering 2019 with an ambitious plan. This plan will accelerate omni-channel capabilities to all the brands here in the U.S. markets. As you recall, and has been mentioned a couple of times this morning, in May, we announced the creation of Peapod Digital Labs, which has brought an incredible focus to our organization as it relates to digital and e-commerce. We've brought a lot of investments to our digital and e-commerce strategy and capabilities, as well as providing a space for future innovations. Let me share just a few of those examples for you, and I'll walk you through the six items here briefly on the page. First, Peapod Digital Labs is now AD USA's e-commerce growth engine, which will propel us into the future by providing the brands with e-commerce digital capabilities along with market-leading insights. Now, it's important to remember as we plan to further accelerate those sales, we already have a very strong digital ecosystem here in the U.S., and we plan on enriching that and making it even more vibrant as we move into the 2019 year. Second, we're expanding our digital ecosystem to provide our customers with a more frictionless and integrated experience, one that is proprietary and that we own end to end. Third, Peapod Digital Labs will serve as the company's digital and e-commerce hub, and we're committed to finding, testing, and investing in new and innovative capabilities as we move into the future. Fourth, we are establishing strategic partnerships to enhance these capabilities. As you've heard, we already have very strong capabilities, over 30 years of experience, but we also believe in strategic networks to complement those capabilities so that we can further drive sales into the future. Fifth, we are aggressively expanding our fulfillment options to better serve customers through new models. We are modernizing our fulfillment network with the use of micro-fulfillment, which we'll talk more about in the future. HSCs, home shopping centers, which is another way that we're partnering with Walter and team from Europe to leverage those technologies and capabilities that are also already in place in Europe so that we can accelerate performance here in the U.S. Finally, we'll be launching over 600 click-and-collect locations in 2019 and even more in the future, all designed to provide customers with access to an easy, local, same-day service from the brands they know, and of course, as you've heard today and seen, brands that they already trust. If we take a look a little bit closer at Peapod Digital Labs, since forming the team this past summer, we've been hard at work to bring the new organization to life. As you can see here on the left-hand side of the screen, we already have over 500 associates already dedicated to digital and e-commerce. You can see a number of the core strengths that we have there around digital marketing, data science, and so forth and so on, that already exist that we're building on here in the U.S. In addition to that, though, Peapod Digital Labs is going to be the critical enabler for Ahold Delhaize as the engine behind its own e-commerce and digital platform. While we'll leverage our scale and expertise as a centralized team, it will also allow each of the brands to strengthen their unique personality in the local marketplace. We'll talk a little bit later about the modular design that we're putting in place that allows us to create this platform and scale it, use it once, but also allow the brands to localize. Given the strength of Chicago's dynamic tech sector, we recently opened a new collaborative workspace right in downtown Chicago, and we have a brand-new office there that is fantastic and lots of great people and lots of great technology and a wonderful place to attract new talent. And then finally, to further bring the organization's e-commerce ambition to life, we are leveraging our market-leading digital talent here both in the U.S. and Europe. You heard Walter talk a little bit and Franz a little bit about Selma from AlbertHahn.nl that's coming over to support us and to lead the new Peapod organization. But we're also hiring a lot more new associates as well to build on the strength that we already have. And then finally, we'll be using Peapod Digital Labs as the innovation hub for further development in the future for here in the U.S. If we take a look on the next page, as I shared earlier, we already have a strong proprietary digital ecosystem. However, today our experiences that you can see on the left-hand side of the screen there aren't yet integrated. And we've been working on aggressive plans in 2018 to change just that. One key step we're taking to advance our digital ecosystem is to launch our own integrated digital e-commerce platform that will serve all brands as we move forward. Now, we had the great benefit of already having a very strong platform with Peapod. And we've been able to take that platform and invest in that platform and now create one common platform and an integrated platform for our U.S. brands. Our integrated platform will serve as the foundation for each brand's digital and e-commerce business and create a truly seamless and integrated experience for our customers. So no more separation, no more going to different places to do different shopping, one platform, one site, one integrated loyalty system with all the features and functionality that you would expect in a seamless shopping experience. This platform is scalable, and therefore it's very cost efficient, but customizable so that each brand can easily express their unique local identity. Furthermore, we have control and own our data, a valuable asset itself. With this platform in place, we will be able to give our customers the personalized and inspirational an exclusive shopping experience that you heard Liz talk about earlier that she craves, but also in a very tactical way, and an important matter though, is that it offers the same assortment, the same price, the same promotions, and integrated loyalty that you would experience in a store, making this one seamless experience. And as we've heard from others this morning, we know that when customers engage through omnichannel, they spend more than 2 to 3 times more than just when they shop only in store. So finally, we're getting ready to ignite the growth on the East Coast with our new platform and are very, very excited to extend this new capability to millions of current customers, but new customers as we move into 2019. On the next page, you know, and as Kevin previously mentioned, we believe in providing a local omni-channel experience. Based off of the plans we shared on the previous page, we are confident that our initiatives will deliver a best-in-class omni-channel experience, and we plan to truly delight her, customers just like Liz and other customers that we have from each of our brands. We plan to completely integrate the in-store and digital experiences during the pre-shop, the shop, and post-shop. During the pre-shop, customers will have improved shopping list functionality and the ability to find inspiring new recipes and add or swap ingredients directly to the cart. Mom may want tofu instead of chicken, or chicken versus tofu. We'll give her that opportunity to make that decision herself right online. During the shop, in-store customers will be able to use their app to easily locate items, while online they will have new features that allow them to pick products just as if they were picking them in-store for themselves. For an example, we'll introduce ripeness meters online for bananas, avocados, just to name a few. Post-shop will make it easy for customers to replenish with subscriptions and add products back onto their shopping list via voice integration through home devices. There's many other innovations that you could see here on the slide, and unfortunately, probably for you, I don't have the time to walk you through each of them because I'm very, very passionate about each of these. But one that I thought that I might mention that I thought that you would enjoy is that one of the new features we're going to have is My Shop. And My Shop is a feature which allows customers to track past purchases, receive customized product recommendations, build their own shopping list, save recipes, access their loyalty programs and rewards online and more. And if you think about it, today a Stop and Shop customer has less than an ideal shopping experience. But as we launch this new capability and we were able to really kind of bring together Peapod, bring together Stop and Shop, and bring together this one integrated platform, they will see the same assortment, the same great pricing, promotions, and fully integrated loyalty program. And we're very, very confident that customers will love the new experience. If we go to the next page, as we talked about earlier, Peapod Digital Labs will also drive innovation for the brands of ADUSA. We will be, along with our European colleagues, the driving force of innovation here in the U.S. Our teams are constantly generating new ideas and evaluating their potential, and we'll move quickly to test these innovations, fail fast, of course, but really give ourselves the best opportunity to scale. We believe that having this small hub and this nucleus of new ideas and the ability to test and learn quickly, leveraging from our working with our European partners, but also here in the local market pace, gives us the best chance to take these small ideas and really bring them to life across each of the brands here that we're supporting in the U.S. market. We already have a pipeline of ideas, whether it be ideas like pod bags that we've already launched, which maintains the cold chain on unattended delivery, to exclusive partnerships like you've heard Kevin mention on high-quality assortments to our online customers, to name a few. One example that Kevin mentioned that I will highlight just briefly here is a new partnership that we're going to launch. We're going to launch our own media partnership platform. We are launching that, and it allows us to optimize media campaigns on any device and in store. And we're evaluating many more possibilities. But the benefit that that creates for our customers, it allows us to take media and content and getting it to her directly at the channel of her choice. And as you would also imagine, this is one that will generate new revenue streams for Ahold Delhaize that will help fund the new omni-channel strategy that we plan on launching here soon. If we take a look at these innovations and the significant growth that we plan on having with this new strategy, it's also important that we take a look to make sure our fulfillment options are robust. As stated earlier, we already have 26 facilities here in the U.S. focused on e-commerce delivery. And in 2019, not only will we work to maximize the efficiency of those locations in that network, but we're also committed to providing new delivery options, click and collect, micro-fulfillment centers, and home shopping centers. I think you've seen over the last few hours that we are in a very fragmented market. We're in a very local market. And as a result of that, it takes a combination of fulfillment options to really deliver that local ecosystem. This can be achieved because of learnings from our European colleagues and new partnerships like Takeoff for micro-fulfillment that I'll talk about here now. So these changes we make to our fulfillment methods will serve more customers faster. By 2020, 65% of our customers will have access to same-day delivery or pickup, which is a dramatic expansion if you take a look here on the slide from where we are today. In fact, many markets in the future will have multiple speed offerings, and we are designing to give customers the choice that they need and what best meets their needs. As Kevin already mentioned, and as you would imagine, in our dense metro areas, we will provide same-day access to a much larger number of customers where the demand for these types of offerings is higher. We move to the next page to increase the speed of service and provide same-day access to ADUSA's customers. We will also expand our click-and-collect offering to 600 stores in 2019 and more in the future. As we launch these stores, we're using learnings from our network of pickup points, as well as our click and collect models at Hannaford To Go and Food Lion To Go, as well as learnings that we've gotten from other areas in the marketplace. We want to make sure that we give customers what they want. So in 2019, once we launch this plan, all of these locations, including our current pups, will offer same-day service, full assortment, in-store pricing, integrated loyalty, dedicated customer service, and more to come. We're very excited about the results of this plan, and we're very, very excited to connect with our customers on a more personalized way, providing her omni-channel capabilities, and really, really leveraging the trust of the great brands that we have and our full fleet of stores, along with our current assets and the ones that we'll be adding in the future. So in addition to click and collect efforts, we are expanding and diversifying our fulfillment models. We are using home shopping centers and micro-fulfillment as we move into the future. As I said earlier, in partnership with Takeoff, our first micro-fulfillment center that's nearing completion, and I think several of you may be going to a store today, and you'll be able to see that in Windsor, Connecticut. And this is a very important development. As Kevin shared, it is critical that the brands meet the customer's needs locally. And through the combination of the fulfillment types that we've talked about, and specifically now, micro-fulfillment, we believe that this allows us to meet those local needs as quickly as possible. It allows us to best serve customers, enables us to do so efficiently with high productivity and reduced last mile costs, of course. These facilities are quick to build, require limited CapEx, and can easily fit within many existing ADUSA stores or other ADUSA locations, which allows us to obviously leverage the very, very important store footprint and real estate footprint. We will be faster, fresher, more efficient, and local as we move into the future. And so now let's take a look at fulfillment here at ADUSA.
Through Peapod Digital Labs, we're powering the local brands of Ahold Delhaize USA as they evolve to deliver the fully integrated omni-channel experience customers are craving. Leveraging 30 years of e-commerce expertise and 26 existing e-commerce fulfillment centers, we're making bold moves to give the brands what they need to offer faster pickup and delivery. Peapod Digital Labs will provide market-leading capabilities to support local brands as they launch 600 new click-and-collect locations in 2019 and pioneer the way in micro-fulfillment automation. By combining the strength of nearly 2,000 stores, our current e-commerce fulfillment network, hundreds of local click-and-collect locations, and new micro-fulfillment capabilities, Peapod Digital Labs will enable the brands to offer a true omni-channel experience for their customers. We're automating assortments tailored to local tastes, enabling customers to receive the freshest products in as little as an hour from facilities right in their local stores or nearby locations that leverage existing real estate and reduce last-mile delivery costs. We are creating the modern fulfillment network for pickup and delivery that will give over 65% of our brand's customers access to same-day service by 2020. We're leveraging scale and staying local to deliver for consumers anytime, anywhere, with faster, fresher service from the brands they know, love, and trust.
That's pretty exciting, huh? Almost got a little bit of excitement. I think it's exciting. It's quite exciting for me. I'm really, really excited about our plans, and hopefully you can see today, hopefully you've seen a lot. To build on the strong foundation to create a differentiated omnichannel experience. At Ahold Delhaize USA, we know our customers and their needs. We're building solutions that will serve them now and for many years to come. Our plan will create personalized customer connections and drive loyalty to ultimately fuel growth for each local brand as we move into the future. With all of these changes, we're very confident our ambition and our ambitious plan will grow our food e-commerce sales more and more each year. And as we continue to learn, we'll accelerate growth. We expect 10% growth in 2018, with 20% growth in 2019, and 30% growth in 2020. Keep in mind, these are food e-commerce numbers that we're referencing here. On page number 17, and in closing, first of all, I'd like to thank you for being with us today and taking the time to hear our strategies and to hear our stories. But to recap our specific plan for 2019, Peapod Digital Labs will enable significant omni-channel growth as we move forward. We are creating the local digital ecosystem for the future, powered by our own proprietary e-commerce platform. We are driving e-commerce adoption by launching 600 click and collects in 2019 and expanding same-day coverage, providing 65% of our customers' access to the speed by 2020, and even a bigger percentage, as we've heard several times today, in our large metro markets. We are diversifying and enhancing our fulfillment models and are committed to modernizing our fulfillment methods with automated micro-fulfillment centers and HSCs. Together, as Walter already said, with our European partners, we really do have a unique opportunity to test, learn, innovate, and scale together. These changes will better connect all of our customers to omnichannel to expand their loyalty and share of wallet here on the East Coast. These results of our plans are 20% in 2019 and 30% for 2020. I look forward to sharing more with you in the months to come. More importantly, we look forward to growing our business by providing customers the services and the solutions of what they look for and expect from us each and every day. Thank you for your time and appreciate you being here with us. I'd like to now introduce Mark McGowan. Mark McGowan, Stop and Shop President, is going to talk to us about the remarkable plans for Stop and Shop and the reinvention of the Stop and Shop brand.